We're about to speak with Oakland County Executive David Coulter, who had a good State of the County, his fourth State of the County address last night. We're trying to hook up with him right now. A couple of quick things I noticed in the news. This one from USA Today. Maybe it's in the other papers too, but this is where I saw it. This is astonishing to me, and I don't know why. I should not be astonished by anything anymore, but the headline is, Trump says, in many ways, you can blame Mike Pence for January 6th. I mean, you know, please understand that I have supported Donald Trump in the past. I've known him for over 40 years. But right now, if it's between Trump and Biden, you're looking at the battle between delusional and dementia. How does that make you feel, America? If those are the choices. Between delusional and dementia.
You're right.
He could come up with January 6th, blame Mike Pence. I can't even.
There are so many just crazy things that have come out of that man's mouth that, like, we shouldn't be surprised anymore.
Yeah.
But that one got me. I'm right there with you, Paul. And I can hear the people already, their little angry fingers getting ready to send their angry tweet or text or whatever the case may be. I mean, look, you could be the biggest supporter of his in the world. If you can't accept that that is bat bleep crazy, I don't know what to tell you.
That's about the only way you can describe it. He's saying that the former vice president, he's faulting him for the violence of January 6th because he refused a possibly illegal demand that Mike Pence overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election. Mike Pence did not have the power or ability to do that.
Jeez.
And so to keep harping on this idea is just, and our conversations with Mike Pence go back to when he was a congressman. I mean, they go way back to when he was a congressman in Indiana. Mike Pence might be many things, but he is not in any way, shape, or form incompetent or a bad guy. Now, some people actually don't like him because he seems to be so religious and seems to be so Melba Toast or whatever you want to say, but he's not a bad guy. He's not in any of our indications and over the years conversations with him back when he was congressman and when he was vice president. He's certainly not a liar. It's not in him. He's a straight shooter. All right. Well, we have been able to find our guest, the one and only Dave Coulter, Oakland County Executive. Good morning to you, Dave. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning, Paul. I'll try to put you in a little better mood. Good to talk to you.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. You always put us in a good mood. You're always positive. You're up. And from everything I can see, you gave for your fourth Oakland County State of the County address, you did a great job.
It felt good. We had a really good discussion. It was an important discussion, I think, not just about the things that we're doing in Oakland County, but we talked about values last night. And, you know, coming out of your last conversation, you know, what do we owe each other? Honesty and respect and those sort of things. And we leaned into that a little bit. And I did it at the Jewish Community Center to make the point that the hate speech and the anti-Semitism and all the other just crazy stuff that's getting talked about, we have to put a stop to it. We got to treat each other with respect again, and not in a pie in the sky way, but in a very serious way where we do this work through our values. And you know, Paul, you always are very civil to people, and civility seems to have been lost these days. And I'm still convinced we can get it back.
Well, I hope we can. And I salute you, Dave Coulter, for addressing something that I don't know why it's so hard for people in positions of power such as yours don't readily address except on the outer edges, and that's the mental health problems we have in our country.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about that. And, you know, I was before COVID, but COVID just exacerbated the issues. But it was also a silver lining in this way. I think people, there's a lot of stigma around mental health, and I think COVID helped make people understand it can happen in any family, in any community, regardless of your color or how much money you make. And so I think the stigma has been reduced a bit, and people are more willing to get services. And so as a county, we're more willing to help offer those services if they're willing to take them.
And one of the toughest things, and I've talked about this a number of times, there people say they set something up or there's something there, there's services for those people with mental illness to take advantage of. There's the problem in that statement. The people who need the services because they're suffering some mental illness are not the ones that will come up with the idea that they need to go in and get some help. Unfortunately, it's families, neighbors, and others that have to get involved. We've said it before with criminal activity. If you see something, say something, do something. It's going to have to be that way for folks with mental illnesses. I don't want to hear again, after a major shooting, I don't want to hear from neighbors saying, well, you know, we thought he was crazy. He was doing target practice out of his back door. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And, Paul, that's why the stigma is so important to reduce that, because even in families, there's a reluctance to say, you know, I think my child needs help, because then that will stigmatize them and hurt their education or whatever. We've kept this in the closet for too long, and it's like you said, it's important. If you see someone in your family or a friend or a neighbor that's going through a crisis, it's important to speak up, and don't be afraid to do that, because, like you said, otherwise they're not going to get the help they need, and God knows what could happen.
You're not doing any of those negative things that, unfortunately, people stepping up and telling the truth and helping. Yeah, they used to be called snitches. Don't be a snitch. Don't drop a dime on somebody. You know, don't narc me out. Don't this, don't that. Bologna and cheese. It's up to us. The police can't do a thing about it if they're not given a heads up before something goes wrong. And once something goes wrong, the police are coming in. Shots have already been fired. People have been hurt or killed. If it's going to change, it's going to change starting with us.
Yep.
And with you spending some money there on mental health, urgent care, things like that, that need to be addressed. Not easy to address, but you have done it, and I salute you for that, David.
I appreciate it. You know, if you break your arm, you go to the emergency room and we fix it. But if you're having a mental health crisis, you maybe find a number to call, and then they give you an appointment in 2 weeks. It's not good enough. We need to treat mental health like any other illness, and we need to take it seriously. And I think we could reduce a lot of the issues that we have if we just were more proactive about it.
And there's no stigma attached to going to the emergency room for a broken arm. I mean,
that's right.
Nobody says, oh, what a loser. You went to the emergency room for a broken arm. I mean, we all get the point, Dave. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Oakland County Executive, on the heels of his State of the County address last night, Dave Coulter, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.